So I'm going to start with an image. Two brothers who look kind of like me, but taller, fatter, and maybe a little Jewier, walking down the streets of Granada with a box of cream puffs, sucking the cream out of the cream puffs and tossing the pastry on the sidewalk. And then they're surrounded by Spanish policemen on horses and escorted to the police station, where they tell my father and my uncle that they have to leave Granada. So they do, they go to Madrid. My father is trying to bring my uncle back to the States, but he had to do it in a way like when you're trying to calm down a dog. Like, oh, good boy, let's go this way. So he brought him to Madrid, they stayed in Madrid. My uncle tried to ditch my father, basically. Somehow, he got him on an airplane to go to New York, where my uncle gave his handmade, beautiful jazz guitar to one of the stewardesses and ran off the plane as soon as they got there. And my father didn't see him again for 3 years. But how they got there, really, is what I like. My uncle is one of the smartest people I know. He's a brilliant musician, fluent in, I think, 4 languages, Spanish being one of them. When he graduated high school, he left and went to university in Spain, in Granada. So when my uncle stopped returning my grandparents' phone calls and stopped going to class, you know, they were worried. Turns out this was he's also schizophrenic. Turns out this was his first break with reality. So my grandfather says to my father, "You have to go find him. I bought you a ticket." Okay, so my dad goes to Spain. He checks into and this is also true and the most perfect. He goes to Granada and checks into the Hotel Washington Irving. And he's there, kind of Nancy Drewing about, looking for my uncle. Going to his haunts, the place where he bought his guitar, hanging around the university. And after a few days, he finds him, runs into him. He's like, "Oh, hey! You know, great, fancy meeting you here." My uncle is, of course, suspicious. Like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, I'm not going back to the States. I'm not going back to Cleveland. Not that, I mean, he wants to go back to Cleveland. So eventually, you know, through a little cajoling, and, "Oh, no, I just wanted to see you. I missed you. You're my younger brother." They start hanging out, spending some time. My dad's trying to figure out a way to get him to Madrid, which, you know, was handled to him. They hang out, they're walking around. One day they pass a bakery. My dad's fat. these are facts. And he was like, "Oh, bakery, let's do that." I was like, "Okay." They go to the bakery, and "Let's get some cream puffs." Yeah. And Poe, my uncle, who is, again, fluent in Spanish, and my father, who is severely monolingual, are in this bakery, and Poe, Bruce, goes to the guy behind the counter and says, "In English, I want a box of cream puffs." The guy doesn't speak in English. He's like, He says it again, and he does that thing that, you know, I mean, I don't know if it's an American thing or an English speaker thing or just an asshole thing. He starts talking louder and slower. "I want a box of cream puffs. Don't you understand English? God damn." And after about 5 minutes, he snaps, and he starts cursing this guy off, just like, "Fuck you, man, you're an idiot, But this is when he started speaking Spanish. Not a word in Spanish was uttered when he was doing the civil thing. But he snapped, and he told him off in Spanish, and the guy, you know, was like, assumed that he didn't speak any, and there he is fluently telling this guy off. So my dad's kind of like, So he pays and they leave. And they have the cream puffs, they have a box. And they walk, and Poe starts grabbing them, hands one to my father. They suck the cream out, throw the pastry on the street. And I guess that's the beginning of the end, because that's how my father managed to get him back to the States. And to this day, no one knows where he went. No one saw him again for years after.